Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2104. 5 reasons you're not losing weight and what to do about it. By Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own host and narrator. Hey there, and welcome back to the show that's all about improving your health through the reading of some of the world's best blogs on diet, nutrition, exercise, and a lot more. So with that, let's get right into today's article and start optimizing your life. 5 reasons you're not losing weight and what to do about it, by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. If you're currently trying to lose weight and not seeing any progress, then you may be guilty of one or more of the following. 1. You're eating more than you think or admit. Whether you're tracking calories, managing portions, or following a specific plan, you may be eating more than you think you are. Did you include those biscuits you had with your cup of tea? What about that sauce you had with dinner? Or maybe you assumed that healthy breakfast was low in calories just because it had avocado in it. To lose weight, we need a calorie deficit. And if you're not losing weight, then you're not in a calorie deficit. When working with clients, the first thing we look at is current eating habits. And more often than not, people are surprised by how much they are currently eating. What to do about it? Try to spend at least 3 days tracking everything you consume, either using a food diary or calorie tracking app like MyFitnessPal. This can be a super helpful educational tool to give you an overall view of your current eating habits. 2. You're not as active as you think. The other side of the equation. Most people simply aren't active enough, and we overestimate how much we move. I'm not saying you must go to the gym every day or walk 10 miles, but you should be moving away from being classified as sedentary to a generally active human being. The easiest way to do this is to walk more. Steps are your superpower when it comes to weight loss and even maintaining a healthy weight. The typical target to hit is 10,000 steps per day, but don't let that stop you. Aim for 12,000, 14,000, or even more steps to help accelerate the process and improve your health across the board. I'd recommend getting some sort of activity tracker to see where you're currently at. 3. You're not tracking your progress. Tracking progress is largely a personal choice. What matters to you is what matters to you. Looking for a particular number on the scale? Then weigh yourself. Care about specific regions? Then take measurements. Or perhaps you just want to fit into a new dress or shirt size. Well, what gets measured gets managed, so it's important to actually track the metrics that matter to you. Using weight as an example, since it quantifies all of this, your weight will fluctuate daily. Water, stored energy, food, all will affect weight. And if you're weighing yourself at the end of the day and only once per week, you're not giving yourself the best chance of painting an accurate picture. Chances are you'll catch yourself on a high fluctuation, masking any weight loss and even making it seem like you've put on weight. Putting on weight and putting on fat aren't the same thing. I would recommend weighing yourself in the morning on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and a Thursday. Take an average of all of these weights and then compare them to next week's. This way, you can see a much clearer picture of your efforts. 4. You're ignoring the weekends. Yes, the weekends count. your efforts don't suddenly go out the window on the weekend just because you're not paying attention anymore. The weekend is often a time for takeaways, dining out, and alcohol. Well, that's not necessarily a problem if planned correctly. Yes, you can have a social life and lose weight at the same time. Simply acting like it doesn't matter or playing the ignorance is bliss card can easily undo all of your in-week efforts. Let's say you're in a calorie deficit of 500 calories Monday through Friday, so 2,500 calories total, but then overeat by 3,000 calories on the weekend. Then your total for the week is actually a surplus of 500 calories. Considering you can do that and more with just one large pizza from Domino's, it's wise to realize the weekends also count. And 5, you lack patience. You know what's overrated? Every single new fad diet on the block. You know what's underrated? Patience. The best diet in the world is the one that you stick to. Every diet works if it works for you. Instead of looking at the latest keto craze, trying what Susan is doing, buying that new meal plan book, or getting your nutrition information from a teenager on TikTok, have a little patience with what you're doing. A big part of that comes from setting realistic expectations for yourself. Is it realistic to get life-changing results in 1 week? No. What about a month? Still no. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Things take time. So actually give yourself plenty of opportunity to see results before you change course. And that's not to say you should never change course, but trying a diet for 1 week, getting annoyed because you haven't seen results, and then hopping to the next diet will get you nowhere. Results take time. Just as it took you time to be in a position to want to lose weight, it will take some time to get rid of it. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Reasons You're Not Losing Weight and What to Do About It by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Did you happen to notice what today's author, Sam's suggestions, had in common? Let's review. Suggestion 1 was about eating more than you think. Suggestion 2 was about not exercising as much as you think. Suggestion 3 was all about tracking progress. And suggestion 4 was about how we can't ignore what we do on the weekends. Now, did you catch what all of these truly have in common? They all involve tracking what we're doing. And these suggestions to track our food intake, our exercise, and our progress are all backed by studies on weight loss and weight maintenance. When we look at some of the most helpful habits to keep folks on their weight loss path, tracking behaviors is always near the top of the list. Anytime someone is plateauing with their weight loss goals or even their fitness goals, or if they're starting to lose sight of their progress, I always have them start tracking their food intake and their exercise routines. it gets them back on track almost every time. It works like a charm. So if you haven't tried tracking your behaviors yet, I highly suggest you try it, even if it's not every day of the week, even just 3 days, as Sam mentioned. And it's even easier now because we have electronic tracking apps right on our phones, which we carry with us everywhere. All right, and with that, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another post, and that's where your optimal life awaits.